Chapter 21. McQueen was giving the race everything he had. He was tight on Chick's tail, but Chick was doing everything in his power to block McQueen. There was the grind of scraping metal as the two cars rubbed together.
"No, you don't," Chick snarled.
Just then, one of McQueen's tires popped. "Doc, I'm flat," he cried. "I'm flat."
"Bring it in,"
Doc commanded as the yellow flag dropped, signaling that there was debris on the track. That meant the race was temporarily suspended. The other cars had to slow down and follow the pace car while the mess was removed.
"Don't tear yourself up, kid."
Doc knew that they had to get McQueen back onto the track before the pace car came around. Otherwise, McQueen would fall behind again.
"Guido," Doc shouted. "It's time."
"Hey, Tiny," one of Chick's pities teased. "You gonna clean his windshield?"
Chick's pities cracked up as McQueen pulled in, but Guido ignored them. This was his life dream, to give the ultimate pit stop, and he was ready. In one fluid movement, Guido tossed the tires into the air and bolted them onto McQueen before they could hit the ground. Guido looked at Chick's stunned pit crew and blew on his torque gun. Then he offered the only English he knew.
"Pit stop!"
"Guido, you did it!"
Luigi cried as McQueen pulled back onto the track, moving into place behind the pace car.
"Did you see that, Bob?"
Daryl cried from the announcer's booth. Bob gaped in awe.
"That was the fastest pit stop I've ever seen."
On the track, the green flag dropped and the three cars surged forward, racing at a furious pace.
"This is it," Bob announced with excitement. "We're heading into the final lap and McQueen is right behind the leaders. What a comeback."
"This is it, kiddo," Doc said as McQueen closed in on Chick and the King. "You got four turns left, one at a time. Drive it in deep and hope it sticks."
His eyes narrowed in determination, McQueen headed toward the first turn.
"Go," Doc cried, and McQueen did.
He pushed everything he had into high gear. Seeing his rival make his move, Chick cut quickly to bash McQueen against a wall. But McQueen was too fast. Chick missed him. But Chick didn't slow down. Instead, he drove forward, ramming his front bumper into McQueen's rear. McQueen spun wildly toward the infield. But McQueen wasn't about to give up. At the last moment, he cut right to go left, just the way Doc had taught him. With a smooth swerve, he shot back onto the track in the lead.
"McQueen has taken the lead," Daryl announced to the audience. "Lightning McQueen is going to win the Piston Cup."